Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some performances with Duke Performances. Just a quick reminder that for ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that phone number is 919-684-4444. On Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater, Leila Josephwich will be on the performing the violin. It's $30 for general admission seating and $10 for Duke students. A favorite accomplice of major composers such as John Adams, Oliver Newsom, Thomas Aidis, and Essa-Pekka Salminen, the incandescent violinist Leila Josephwich is a fiery presence with a muscular but poised style, and that's a quote from the New York Times. A MacArthur Fellow in 2008 at the age of 30, she has only grown sharper in the 5 years since receiving the award. In this uncommon Duke performance spotlight on solo violin, Josephwich pairs Brahms' enduring FAE sonata with Schumann's psychologically complex violin sonata No. 1. Then Spanish composer Manuel de Falla's delightful songs and Kurteg's ostrously textured three pieces lead into the thrumming conclusion of Josephwich's calling card, the John Adams favorite road movies. Again, Leila Josephwich will be playing Friday, March 8th at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater. Tickets $30 and $10 if you are a Duke student. On Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars will be performing. Tickets are from $20 to $42, and again, $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. Cuban dance music's greatest champion is Sierra Maestra founder Juan de Marcos Gonzalez, the Quincy Jones of Cuba. The singer and trez player's big band, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars, represents the cream of Cuba's instrumentalists, and that's a quote from the All Music Guide. Its 1997 album, A Toda Cuba La Gusta, was the first to be recorded during the legendary Buena Vista Social Club sessions, while 2005's Grammy-nominated Step Forward was a bold new statement for the future. Again, that's a quote from the All Music Guide. With invigorating singing, horns, piano, guitars, drums, and a variety of traditional Cuban instruments, four generations of musicians whip everything from bolero to salsa into a learned but boundless dance, local in its substance and universal in its appeal. Again, the Afro-Cuban All-Stars will be performing Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium Theater. Also coming up in March, on Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m., is Anna Mora, and she'll be performing at the Carolina Theater of Durham. Tickets are $20 to $42 for reserved seating, and again, $10 if you are a Duke student. Fado music resembles American blues in its soulful candor, ringing shades of bittersweet longing from the voice and the 12-string Portuguese guitar. Formerly deemed déclassé, like bachata and tango before it, Fado is now a worldwide sensation, thanks in no small part to the young luminary Anna Mora. Mora grew up singing in the Fado houses of Lisbon before stepping up, armed with a flexible reverence for tradition, to the world stage. With her gorgeously smoky voice and commanding personal magnetism, she makes each song a series of small dramatic surges, and that's a quote from the New York Times. Sparkling with glimmers of hope, hints of sensuality, passages of melancholy, glints of determination. With an acoustic bassist, drummer, pianist, and six-string guitar augmenting the traditional guitarra portuguesa, Mora's music will sound ultimately rich in the Carolina Theater, an unusually compact venue for a star of her magnitude. Again, Anna Mora will be playing Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater of Durham. And again, for all ticket information, you can call the ticket, the University Box Office, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 919-684-4444. Next, we have some performances from the North Carolina Symphony. For information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919 833-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. For the Raleigh Classical Series at the Duke Energy Center, which was formerly the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh, the series begins at 8 o'clock, and we have Elgar's Enigma on March 15th and 16th, with Grant Llewellyn as the music director and Ingrid Flitter on the piano. Mozart Symphony No. 35, Hafner, Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 1, and Elgar Enigma Variations. For the Chapel Hill series, that takes place at Memorial Hall at UNC in Chapel Hill. Their address is 208 East Cameron Avenue, and that also begins at 8 p.m. Elgar's Enigma will be performing on Sunday, March 24th, with William Henry Curry as the resident conductor. Mozart Symphony No. 35, Hafner, Wagner, music from Die Missinger von Nürnberg, and Elgar Enigma Variations. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known, DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. Tickets and more event information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Rain will be performing on March 12th. Rain, the internationally acclaimed Beatles concert, returns by popular demand. As the next best thing to see in the Beatles, and that's a quote from the Associated Press, Rain performs the full range of Beatles' discography live on stage, including the most complex and challenging songs that the Beatles themselves recorded in the studio, but never performed for an audience. Together longer than the Beatles, Rain has mastered every song, gesture, and nuance of the legendary foursome, delivering a totally live, note-for-note performance that's as infectious as it is transporting. From the early hits to later classics, I Want to Hold Your Hand, A Hard Day's Night, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Let It Be, Come Together, Hey Jude, and more, this adoring tribute will take you back to a time when all you needed was love and a little help from your friends. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater. And Rain will be performing on Tuesday, March 12th at 7:30 p.m., and ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Also performing at DPAC on March 13th is Daryl Hall and John Oates. And that performance will take place at 7:30 p.m. Number one selling duo in music history, rock's dynamic duo, Daryl Hall and John Oates, will return to DPAC for the first time since their last sellout 2011 performance. Arguably one of pop music's most influential acts, Daryl Hall and John Oates' unique fusion of Philly soul and rock have made the singer-songwriter duo legendary. Starting out as two devoted disciples of earlier soul greats, Daryl Hall and John Oates are soul survivors in their own right. They have become such musical influences on some of today's popular artists that the September 2006 cover of Spin Magazine's headline read, "Why Hall and Oates are the New Velvet Underground." Their artistic fan base includes Rob Thomas, John Mayer, Brandon Flowers of The Killers, Ben Gibbard of Death Cab for Cutie, and MTV's newest hipsters Gym Class Heroes, who dubbed their tour Daryl Hall for President Tour 2007. One of the most sample artists today, their impact can be heard everywhere from boy band harmonies to neo-soul to rap-rock fusion. From the mid-70s to the mid-80s, the duo scored 6 number one singles, including Rich Girl, Kiss on My List, Private Eyes, I Can't Go for That, Man Eater, and Out of Touch from their 6 consecutive multi-platinum albums. 76 is Bigger Than Both of Us, 80's Voices, 81's Private Eyes, 82's H2O, 83's Rock and Soul, Part 1, and 84's Big Bam Boom. The era would also produce an additional 5 top 10 singles, Sarah Smile, One on One, You Make My Dreams, Say It Isn't So, and Method of Modern Love. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater. Again, Daryl Hall and John Oates will be performing Wednesday, March 13th at 7:30 p.m. at DPAC. Anything Goes is coming to DPAC on March 19th through the 24th. All aboard for this saucy and splendid production of Roundabout Theatre Company's Anything Goes, winner of 3 2011 Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival and Choreography. One of the greatest musicals in theatre history, Cole Porter's first-class musical comedy is Sailing to the Triangle, starring critically acclaimed actress Rachel York as Reno Sweeney, and directed and choreographed by Tony Award winner Kathleen Marshall. The New York Times calls it a musical comedy joy, and USA Today hails it as glorious and exuberant. When the SS American heads out to sea, etiquette and convention gets tossed out the portholes as two unlikely pairs set off on the course to true love, proving that sometimes destiny needs a little help from a crew of singing sailors, an exotic disguise, and some good old-fashioned blackmail. Peppering this timeless classic are some of musical theater's most memorable standards, including I Get a Kick Out of You, You're the Top, and of course, Anything Goes. Don't miss what the AP exclaims as so delightful, so delicious, so de-lovely. Everyone must have a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. The show length is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and that does include a 15-minute intermission. The event dates and times are Tuesday, March 19th, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 20th, 7:30 p.m., Thursday, March 21st, 7:30 p.m., Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m., Saturday, March 23rd, 2 p.m., and again at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, March 24th, 1 p.m., and again at 6:30 p.m. Seth Meyers will be coming to DPAC on March 29th. SNL's Seth Meyers will bring his stand-up comedy straight from Weekend Update Desk to the DPAC stage on March 29th. Seth Meyers recently returned for his 11th season on Saturday Night Live as a cast member and his 6th season as both head writer and Weekend Update anchor. In 2011, Meyers won the Emmy for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for host Justin Timberlake's musical monologue. He was nominated in the same category in 2012 for host Jason Segel's monologue song. Meyers has also garnered 5 additional Emmy nominations for his work as a writer on SNL and the 2011 special The Real Woman of SNL. As the sole Weekend Update anchor, Meyers charms audiences as he lampoons top news stories and entertains fan-favorite guests, including the outlandish and uber-trendy correspondent Stefan, as well as the perpetually ill-prepared singing duo Garth and Kat. Before focusing his attention solely on Update, Meyers was a regular player in sketches, performing numerous characters. Meyers has also returned to host the 2011 ESPY Awards on ESPN and headlined the 2011 White House Correspondents Association dinner to rave reviews. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 is admitted into the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Ken Seth Meyers will be performing Friday, March 29th at 8 p.m. at DPAC. And lastly at DPAC, we have Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and the Richard Thompson Electric Trio coming on March 30th. In celebration of a new collaborative album to be released that has been released February 26, Old Yellow Moon, Emily Harris and Rodney Crowell are embarking on a series of tour dates, including a stop at DPAC on March 30th. Emily Harris's contribution as a singer and songwriter spans 40 years and includes 12 Grammy Awards and a Billboard Century Award. She has recorded more than 25 albums and has lent her talents to countless fellow artists' recordings. In recognition of her remarkable career, Harris was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008. Rodney Crowell is a multi-Grammy Award winner whose songs have been recorded by Johnny Cash, Nora Jones, Etta James, and the Grateful Dead, among others. His 1988 breakthrough Diamonds and Dirt generated 5 number one singles and a Grammy Award for the song After All This Time. In 2012, Crowell released Kin, songs by Mary Carr and Rodney Crowell, which made its debut at number one on the Americana and Country Rock album chart. His honors also include an ASCAP Lifetime Achievement Award and a membership in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Richard Thompson's latest album, Electric, comes in what is arguably his most creatively productive period in a career that stretches back some 45 years, back to his emergence as a teen guitarist and songwriter with the groundbreaking Fairport Convention, the band that has essentially invented the term English folk rock. With his dozens of albums consistently high on critics' polls and guitar skills that have earned him the top 20 spot on Rolling Stone's list of best guitarists of all time, Richard Thompson's many facets only seem to get more, well, multifaceted. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 admitted to the theater, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. Again, Emmylou Harris and Rodney Crowell and the Richard Thompson Electric Trio will be performing at DPAC on Saturday, March 30th at 8 p.m. For ticket information for any of these performances at DPAC, you can call them at 919-680-2787. At Goodnight's Comedy Club, on March 22nd and 23rd, Drew Carey will be performing. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. From road comic to superstar, Drew Carey has had one of the most successful comedy careers in the business. He exploded onto the national scene when Johnny Carson dubbed him as one of his favorites. From there, Carey soon had his own sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, followed by the hugely successful and popular Whose Line Is It Anyway, where he served as host and ensemble player in the improv-style show. Currently, Drew is the host of one of the most successful TV game shows of all times, The Price is Right. And Drew Carey will be performing March 22nd and 23rd at Goodnight's Comedy Club. At the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium, Jim Gaffigan will be performing, and that'll be on March 16th. Jim Gaffigan has proven himself a major talent, beloved to a wide range of audiences, achieving accolades and awards for his stand-up comedy, acting, and writing. His clever, quiet style has made him one of the top 5 most successful touring comedians in the country today, and his CDs and DVDs have reached platinum sales. Gaffigan has had an unprecedented number of appearances on Late Night's Letterman and Conan. His writing and voice work on the animated series Pale Force for Conan led to nominations for both a Broadband Emmy and a Webby Award. Gaffigan has had breakout guest appearances on many comedies and dramas, ranging from HBO's cult hits Flight of the Conchords and Bored to Death to dramatic roles to all 3 versions of Law and Order. In recent years, Gaffigan has also become a mainstay on the big screen with memorable roles in Going the Distance, Away We Go, It's Kind of a Funny Story. Gaffigan will next be seen alongside Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Pierce Brosnan, and Greg Kinnear in the highly anticipated film Salvation Boulevard, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2011. Further broadening his career, Gaffigan stars in his first Broadway production, The Championship Season. As part of the highly acclaimed play, Gaffigan appears in the ensemble alongside Chris Noth, March Cox, Jason Patrick, and Kiefer Sutherland. And it looks like, I apologize, it looks like that play has already been performed. Again, his show will be on March 16th at 7 p.m. at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts will be Sinbad. Goodnight's Comedy Club and Broadway Series South have announced comedian Sinbad will bring laughs to Raleigh on Friday, March 22nd. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the top 100 stand-up comedians of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has built a loyal following by taking audiences' painful trials or embarrassing tribulations of day-to-day life, throwing them back in their faces, and causing an uproar of comedic hysteria. Sinbad is internationally known for his starring appearances in hit movies like Jingle All the Way, playing opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger, House Guest, co-starring the late Phil Hartman, and let's not forget his film debut, Necessary Roughness, where he did none of his own stunts. He has starred in the television sitcom A Different World, as well as his own series, The Sinbad Show. Entertainment mogul Quincy Jones sought out Sinbad to host UPN's first late-night talk show, Vibe. He also recently appeared as a recurring guest star on the Showtime original series, Resurrection Boulevard. Sinbad has even written a self-help book entitled Sinbad's Guide to Life, Because I Know Everything. Sinbad has drawn legions of fans from his HBO highly rated comedy specials, Brain Damaged in 1991, Afros and Bell Bottoms in 93, Son of a Preacher Man in 96, and Nothing But the Funk in 98. Sinbad has also appeared on the FX television series It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. More recently, he was seen in the third season of NBC's Celebrity Apprentice. Again, Sinbad will be performing at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater on March 22nd at 7 p.m. The ticket prices are $35, and for information for the Sinbad performance and the Jim Gaffigan performance, you can call them at 919-996-8700. It's now time to read a couple of upcoming events from Pinecone. Pinecone and the North Carolina Museum of History present Jamie Lavelle on Sunday, March 10th at 3 p.m. Doors will open at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History, and that's located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. One of the premier Celtic violinists on the international music scene today, Jamie Lavelle creates rapt audiences with his intensely passionate performances of traditional music of Scotland, Ireland, Brittany, and Quebec, rendered with hints of classical refinement and ethnic music from around the world. Lavelle has been heralded as one of North America's finest practitioners of traditional Scottish music. That's a quote from the San Jose Mercury News. The next, Alastair Fraser from Press and Post. The Asheville Citizen Times writes, one of the hottest fiddlers out there. This act has been turning heads wherever it plays. What sets Lavelle's music in a class by itself is the nuance, virtuosity, and musical craftsmanship he brings to an ancient art form. Simple Celtic folk melodies are transformed into epic tonal narratives that take the listener on an emotional journey from quiet melancholy to wild jubilation. Lavelle's accessible sound appeals to families, youth, seniors, and devotees of ethnic, jazz, and classical music. Again, Jamie Lavelle will be performing Sunday, March 10th at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance will begin at 3 p.m. and doors will open at 2:45, and it is free and open to the public, though a free ticket is required. Coming up, we've got some Bluegrass Jam on the 2nd and 4th Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. The Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, which is located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. You can contact them at ashort@bellsouth.net for more information. The Triangle Blues Society Blues Java Jam will take place on the third Friday of the month from 7 to 10 p.m. at Port City Java, and that's located at 234 Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. And you can call them at 919-232-5282 for more information. Mudbone's Open Blues Jam will be every Tuesday evenings from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. That's in Durham. You can call them for more information at 919-401-1979. The Carolina Dance Club Swing Dancing will be every Sunday from 7 to 10:30 p.m. There is a newcomer lesson that starts at 6 p.m. There's ballroom dance at the first Sundays from 3:45 to 6 p.m. and salsa on the second and fourth Sundays from 3:45 to 6 p.m. All of this takes place at the Elks Lodge, located at 5538 Lead Mine Road in Raleigh. There is admission at $6 for Carolina Dance Club members. Guests are $10. For more information, you can call them at 919-494-2300. The Triangle Stardusters Ballroom Dance is the second Saturdays from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio at 4702 Garrett Road in Durham. $7 for Starduster members and students, and $12 for everyone else. Couples and singles are welcome. For more information, you can call them at 919-942-7232. Old Time Music Sessions are every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1116 Broad Street in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-286-3801. Old Time Bluegrass Slow Jam is on the first and third Mondays from 5:45 to 7:30 p.m., and that's at the Art Center in Carrboro. And you can get more information by going to their website at artscenterlive.org. Also, the Irish Music Session will be on Sunday, March 10th and the 17th at Tir na n Óg, located at 218 South Blount Street in downtown Raleigh. Tir na n Óg and Pinecone co-sponsor an open Irish-style session coordinated by Charlie Muse every Sunday. The session meets either in the back left of the pub near the fireplace or in the cottage room on the right side. All players, singers, dancers, and listeners are welcome to play and share. Participants of all ability levels are encouraged to come and enjoy the traditional environment. Please contact Charlie at creatconst@bellsouth.net for more information. Bluegrass Jam will be on Monday, March 11th and 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe, located at 225 South Wilmington Street. Join bluegrass musicians of all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh, sponsored by Terrapin Beer Company. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play along, or just listen and observe. Please contact the session's co-chairs for more information. Doug Pratt at dpratt14@nc.rr.com or David Hedrick at stringsof9@hotmail.com. And finally, we have time to read some upcoming events for the week. On Saturday, March 9th, Dan Duggan with Peggy Lynn will be at the Millbrook Baptist Church in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-870-9957. Possum Jenkins is also performing on Saturday, March 9th at the Depot Hill in Hillsboro, 919-643-3768. Toby Walker will be at Clausen's in Beaufort, North Carolina. High Falls Old Time Fiddlers Convention will be at the Northmore High School in Robbins, North Carolina, and their phone number is 919-464-3600. And again, that's all on Saturday, March 9th. On Wednesday, March 13th, we have the Teacup Gin at the Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh, 919-833-8898. And finally, on Thursday, March 14th, the Kicking Grass Band at Tir na n Óg in Raleigh, 919-833-7795. And also on Thursday, Stone Sparrows with Lynn Blakely and Eggy Helms at the Casbah, and that's in Durham, 919-687-6969. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.